And we'll focus on the final paragraph of Elokeinu Tzur. Elokeinu Tzur is technically not part of the Shemoneh Esrei. There's 18 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, 19 the way we have it nowadays. And following HaMavarach Samoy Shabbat Shalom, we have an additional paragraph known as Tachanunim, best translated as personal supplications. It's an opportunity to add anything you want to daven for on a personal level, on a global scale. But it is subjective. We have a pre-programmed nusach that is the text of Elokeinu Tzur, but it's certainly not limited to that. Nonetheless, even though it is appended to the Shemoneh Esrei as we have it, the appropriate practice is to recite the line Yulo Ratzon Imri Fi, V'Hegyon Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, which means may the words that I express to you, Hashem, and the thoughts, Hegyon Libi, what is articulated from the heart and through my mouth, it should find favor before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yulo Ratzon Imri Fi, V'Hegyon Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, my Redeemer, my Rock of Salvation. So now that essentially is meant to differentiate where the formal Shemoneh Esrei concludes and where the personal additions begin. The significance of that is not simply to demarcate, but also because it actually allows one to have a little more flexibility, although one is still considered Omid Lifnei Amel, standing before Hashem until they take their three steps backwards, which we'll talk about maybe next time. Until you say that one sentence, we'll say it's more concentrated cognizance of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this line of Yilu Ratzon also serves to stop that the full force of that stance. And by doing so, one is now able to interrupt and respond to certain Dvarim Shebekdusha that he may be called upon to do. Based on what's going on around him, what's going on with the tzibur. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the Shlichus tzibur is about to begin, the Chazaras HaShatz, we get up to Kaddish, Kedusha, and you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so ideally, wrap things up, take three steps back, and you'll respond as anyone else would. If that's really not possible, you're too far behind, the minyan is going too fast, but you're nearing the end, so then the right thing to do is, since you've already said, let's say you're in the paragraph of Elokeinu Tzur, since you've already said, Yilu Ratzon Imri Fi, Ve'egel Nebi Levanecha, you have a certain latitude to respond as follows. If it is Kaddish, you can answer Yehishmei Rabbah and the Amen, Damiron Ve'amavim Ramein. If it's Chazar Sashat, you can answer to the two most important Amens, which is Hakel HaKadosh and Shomei Tfila. You can even answer Modim and Achnu Lach, those three words, and bow, if the Tzibur is up to Modim. And for Kedusha, you can respond as follows. You can answer with the line of Kadosh, 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 that sentence, and the sentence of Baruch Kvar Hashem Mimkomo. Nothing beyond that, but those two critical lines you can respond, again, provided, ideally, that you've said Yilu Ratzon Imri Fi, V'Hegyon Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Truth is, even if you didn't get that far, you just concluded, Amavarech Samo Yisrael B'Shalom, you may respond accordingly to what we just listed, but best is to again have that formal demarcation that the Shemoneh Esrei has concluded. Getting to the crux and the substance of Yilu Ratzon Imri Fi, it's a fascinating statement in the Mishnah Berurah. Every once in a while, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier Achronim who integrated some Kabbalistic highlights into the body of the strict halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Seder Hayom number one. The pasuk of Yilu Ratzon is unique in the sense that it begins with the yud, ends with the yud. Obviously, yud is 10. There are 10 words in that sentence. There are 10 yudin, 10 letter yuds in that sentence, and the total number of letters is 42, which is of course one of the primary I could say the holiest names of Hashem, but you know it's hard to compare which one is holier or more holy, less holy. Sodo sod gadol. It comprises a great secret. Therefore, when you say that sentence, you should say it softly, meaning patiently. Have proper kavana, and that will ensure that is very beneficial to ensure that your tefillos are accepted and are not turned away empty-handed. So I just add, I can't speak to any of the Kabbalah that is referenced over here, but on a personal level, if you do in fact follow those, we'll say the revealed part of that sentence to say it slowly. And think about what it means. It, for me, sometimes it's a little embarrassing. If my Shemoneh Esrei is not up to par, and then I say, Hashem, may the words I spoke and the thoughts and feelings that I expressed be favorable to you, and I'm not too proud of everything I just said, So that's a little bit of a reminder. The next time I should be more careful to give the proper kavana. If I end off by saying, Hashem, please accept what I just shared, so then you give it the thought to motivate you to actually say something that you like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive. It's a good food for thought even without the Kabbalah. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, Nachon v'roy l'chol adam l'spal b'chol yom yichar al-tzarach v'parnasasa. As we said before, a person can add anything they want into Al-Kainan. So before the final line, the second Yilaratzon Emrifi, right, which then leads into the three steps back, any point in that paragraph before that Yilaratzon, you may add anything you want. Chai Adam recommends every day you should mention Parnasa. Shal yomush ha-Torah mipi zaro v'zer zaro. You should daven that the Torah should never leave the mouths of your own mouth, mouths of your children and your grandchildren, shukoch yotzei chalots of ovdei Hashem emes, and all descendants should be true servants of Hashem. Shalimotzei chas v'shalom psul bizarro, and there should never be some sort of disqualification, some sort of unsavory designation improper yichus that creeps into one's family. Kol mashi yodei b'livo shetzarchlo, and you can ask for anything that you know you need. If you don't know how to share those thoughts eloquently in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, you should say it in German. I don't know. I just use English. What can I say? It's close enough to Yiddish. My Yiddish is not quite good enough to be fluent. But I try to add in English whatever I can do. Rakshi Mekiris Libo. The Iker is it should come from the depths of your heart, from inside, deep inside. Oh, okay, so that's the next line of the Mishnah. So you're making a good point. I could add it also during Shomei Tefillah, but he says right here, better to do it at this later point than Shomei Tefillah. Why could they say, Yitzarech lanos kadesh okadusha, yayucho lanos achrami rosso, yilratzon l'kol yama. Just to come full circle, he says the reason why it's recommended to add it at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, because that will allow you to respond to Kadosh and Kedusha because you've already made it to Elokein Tzur. If you take your time during Shemoneh Tefillah, while it's nice and it's good to daven for everything you want during Shemoneh Tefillah, but that may slow you up, and if the Tzivur gets to Kadosh and Kedusha, you won't be able to answer it to them. So again, even though we know that you can add anything you want to Shemoneh Tefillah, I guess if a person's davening by themselves, they don't have this consideration, they can keep going without having to worry about where everyone else is up to. But if you're with the tzibur, so then it's recommended to add it at the end and not deprive yourself of that opportunity. Maybe what we'll talk about next time, before we even get to the three steps back, is what you'll find also at the very end of that paragraph, a minhag is brought down by the shloh to recite psukim that begin and end with letters corresponding to your name. So the name Eitan starts with an aleph, ends with a nun. So if you can find in the back of the Art Scroll Siddur a listing of psukim, for example, that begin with an aleph or end with a nun, or whatever combination or permutation your own name or names correspond to. And the significance of that is very interesting. Chafetz Chaim discusses it in Shmiras HaLashon. I brought it, but I think we're out of time. So we'll save it, Bli Nedar, for tomorrow night.